CSX Big Jim's house. It's 8:10, 36 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. The police, when they went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Aaron, they were all there, right? All three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good time. Everybody got up on stage. They had a lot of fun. Not this year.
Uh-oh.
Dire Straits going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Should be a big deal, right?
Yep.
The guy who's kind of like the lead singer, this dude.
Uh-huh. You get a shiver in
the dark. It's raining. Mark won't be there.
What's going on?
You got to hear this. First of all, I want to set the table because when we talk about what goes on with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and this induction ceremony, Steve Miller a couple of years ago was really sought off about the whole thing and actually did this at a press conference that was being held by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
When they told me I was inducted, they said you can have two tickets, one for your wife and one for yourself. Want another one? It's $10,000. Sorry, that's the way it goes. I'm playing here. What about my band? They make this so unpleasant that they came this close. We're not going to wrap this one up. I'm going to wrap you up. You go sit down over there and learn something.
It's so a PR person.
Here's what you need to know. This is how close this whole show came to not happening because of the way the artists were actually being treated right now. So I'll wrap it up right now.
There you go. So Steve Miller, he was that close. Now Mark Knopfler says he will not be here. Here's the quote. In their wisdom, after promising to pay my expenses, they reneged on their promise. I can well understand that with only $5 million a year in sponsorships and $100,000 a table and no fees for the artist, that paying my taxi to the airport must have given them heart murmurs like Squeers hearing Oliver Twist asking for more and more. And it frightened them into refusal. Otherwise, one might get the wrong idea entirely about what they're all about. That is a direct quote from Mark Knopfler.
Oh.
They're not even paying travel expenses for these people? It's on HBO. I assume they're making a couple bucks off this thing. Right?
Wow.
Isn't that a trip? So Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits will not be at the induction ceremony for his band because they won't pay his travel fee.
I don't blame him, to be honest. A network that can put out a billion-dollar show like Game of Thrones and you can't pay for a hotel and a plane ticket?
Steve Miller, man, a couple of years ago. He's the first one I've heard in a while to actually call them on that. But yeah, they said that 10 grand a seat, he had to buy a table for the band. They didn't give the band. He was the only one who had a ticket. Oh. He had to buy a table for the Steve Miller band to come there. Oh, wow. They do this all the time, but I've never heard anyone call them out as directly as Steve Miller.
Good for him. Knopfler.
So there you go. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Dire Straits without Mark Knopfler. Maybe they get Axl Rose to fill in. He does every other band in North America.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Who's there? I'm talking. Hello.
You know what this is.
This is Jason Bourne.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.